And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's this week's rock and roll news. Melvin Franklin from the Temptations was shot 4 times in a Detroit carjacking this week in 1978. Fortunately, he survived. In 1962, this week, Ringo Starr officially joined the Beatles at a Cavern Club concert in Liverpool. And Margaret and James Brown were among those who attended Elvis Presley's funeral this week in 1977 in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1957, Pat Boone appeared on the cover of Newsweek magazine. The final, a TV show of the Monkees, aired this week in 1968. Carlos Santana received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1996. Filming began on the movie Where the Boys Are with Connie Francis in 1960. Grace Slick was maced as the Jefferson Starship scuffled on stage with Akron, Ohio police this week in 1972. John Lennon married Cynthia Powell this week in 1962, and in 1968, she filed for divorce on the eve of their 6th wedding anniversary. Speaking of weddings, Buddy Holly married Maria Elena Santiago in Lubbock, Texas, this week in 1958. In 1962, the Beatles were captured on film for the first time by Granada TV at the Hamburg Club in Liverpool. Elvis began filming his first movie, The Reno Brothers, which soon was renamed Love Me Tender, this week in 1956. Other movies in production this week, The Girl Can't Help It, with Fats Domino, Little Richard, and Gene Vincent. That one debuted in Hollywood, California, this week in 1956. The film version of Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant opened in New York and Los Angeles this week in 1969. Bobby Darin sold his music publishing company for $1 million this week in 1968. Elton John signed with Uni Records this week in 1970. Lou Reed left the Velvet Underground in 1970. In 2007, Brian May from Queen was awarded a doctorate in astrophysics by Imperial College in London. What an incredibly intelligent man that he is. Keith Moon from The Who drove his Lincoln Continental into the swimming pool of the Flint, Michigan Holiday Inn this week in 1968. Mick Jagger was accidentally shot while filming the movie Ned Kelly in Australia this week in 1969. Elvis's first post-Army movie, G.I. Blues, had a sneak preview this week in Dallas, opened officially 3 months later. Producer Phil Spector took out an ad in Billboard magazine honoring the late comedian Lenny Bruce, noting that Lenny died from an overdose of police. That happened this week in 1966. Mark Lindsay's Rock and Roll Cafe opened in Portland, Oregon this week in 2007. In the studio, Bobby Darin recorded Lazy River and Artificial Flowers in 1960. Sandy Posey cut Single Girl in 66. John Lennon began recording his final album, Double Fantasy, in 1980. Shirley Bassey recorded Goldfinger in 64. Ricky Nelson recorded Lonesome Town in 1958. Patsy Cline cut Crazy in 61. Perez Prado recorded Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White in 1954. Ray Charles cut Ruby in 60. Elvis recorded Love Me Tender this week in 1956. Birthdays: Johnny Preston, born in 1939. Sonny Till from the Orioles, born in 25. Billy J. Kramer is 76, Johnny Nash, 79, Ginger Baker from Cream is 80. Ringo's second son, Jason, born this week in 1967. Isaac Hayes, born in 42. Jim Reeves, born in 1924. Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin is 71. Jackie DeShannon, 75. Kenny Rogers is 81 this week. Carl Giammarese from the Buckinghams is 72. Dale Hawkins, born in 36. Ron Dante, the voice of the Detergents and leader of the Laundromat, the Cufflinks, Tracy, and the Archies, Sugar Sugar, he's turning 74. Sam Neely, born in 49. John Lee Hooker, born in 1917. Keith Moon from The Who, born in 47. Rick Springfield is 70. Jimmy Sons from The Shadows of Night, 73. Tony Spaghetti McHale, lead singer of The Reflections, is 77. Mason Williams, 81. Carl Mann is 75. Jim Capaldi from Traffic, born in 44. Winoni Harris, who wrote the original version of Good Rockin' Tonight, born in 1915. Don Fargan is 76. And David Marks from the Beach Boys is 71. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 18th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island oldies.